19 after 6. Might have been instructive from time to time to find out what Victoria faces a shortage of. Because we woke up this morning and read in the Herald Sun that Victoria faces a shortage of truckies. Peter Anderson, CEO of the Victorian Transport Association. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and John.
Is that so?
It is true. We've been suffering from a lack of drivers for quite some time now.
Okay, a number of questions arise. Does that mean that you have to get replacements on 457 visas?
Well, it's not 457 that really will fill the gap. We'd like truck drivers to be on the 457 list, which they're not. But it's really about trying to attract people into the industry as a career and keeping them in the industry.
What deters people from taking it up as a career?
Sometimes it could be the reports that we have a lot of accidents from time to time, and that of course doesn't bode well for people looking for a forward looking career in their lives. But the real issue for us is the fact that we need to educate and train people better to be able to see the industry as a career of choice. Based around the qualifications and experience that is generated by those that apply themselves accordingly.
Yep. Well, the ultimate question is, surely it pays well?
Yes, a truck driver can earn good money. Of course, it is long hours at times, and that does tax people in their home life. But there is an ability to build a good career, and the kids can go to good school, and the wife can drive a nice car. There's a lot of truck drivers there that are earning a very stable and enjoyable lifestyle.
Okay, so turning them off is the possibility of long hours. It wouldn't be the pay is good. What else would turn people away from being a truckie?
Well, there again, we believe that we're not training people well enough. We're not seeing it as a skill. And driving a truck is a lot different than driving a car. And the skill behind driving a truck is, over some circumstances, is exceptional by the individuals. And it does take some time to be able to understand how the dynamics and the physics of a truck really work. We believe that the training regime that's there now doesn't do that, and it's too shallow. It needs to be reviewed, and we need to be able to encourage younger people into the industry, and that's really where we think the future of the industry lies.
How long would it take me, for example, if I was 18, to get a truck driver's licence?
It would take you through... you'd have to hold your car licence for 12 months. Then you can sit for a rigid licence, you can hold that for 12 months, and then you can sit for a semi-licence. So it can take you 2 years, roughly, to be a fully-fledged truck driver, if you like, if you want to put it in that category. But the thing is that you don't need to have driven the truck in between those tests under the current regime. So you don't need to have an experience to drive a truck. So that in itself produces an element of, well, I'll go off and do something else and build a career somewhere else.
Peter, nice to talk with you. I assume Peter will stay on the line and tell us where people who want to be truck drivers should go on the internets. CEO of the Victorian Transport Association.